صلى الله عليه وصحبه حبيب المكان وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه.
شيخ عمر السلام عليكم.
My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
By the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى, we start this chapter إن شاء الله exactly the ruqya. What is the meaning of the ruqya is? What is the meaning of the ruqya? Ruqya to use some verses of Al-Quran or some of the Sunnah Rasulullah and to use it for healing, for recovery, for protections. Inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to start with number two, inshallah ta'ala, page number two. Then we'll go, inshallah ta'ala, by three. Of course, we don't have time to finish all of that, inshallah ta'ala, but we go one by one, inshallah ta'ala. And to clear this idea in the head of the believers, inshallah ta'ala. Let's we go, inshallah, for page number two. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that about Al-Quran, the benefits of Al-Quran, the excellence of the Quran. Qala ta'ala fi surat Fussilat, surat Fussilat. Qul huwa lilladhina amanu hudan wa shifa'a.
Assalamu alaikum. Surat Fussilat. Say it is for those who believe, a guidance and cure.
طيب. The chapter now, inshallah, we know the Quran, Allah mentioned it in the Quran, Sheikh Muhammad. Allah mentioned it here in the Quran. Subhanallah, it is a healing, hudan wa shifa. Quran has two purposes. Hudan, guidance, and also more than that, cure. Guidance and cure with Al-Quran. We have it available in our hand. Before I go for this class, it doesn't mean actually if I mention today or I teach you this class today that we deny doctors. I don't say that. Because some of you actually say I'm not gonna go to the doctor anymore and I use. No. You go to the doctor in the same time and in the meantime also use the Quran with certain. If you don't have certain and believe in your heart, there's no benefits from this arwah. You have to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to trust Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a part of our faith. Right. Let's go for chapter inshallah ta'ala. الرقية الشرعية والرقية المحرمة. What is the difference between the legal ruqya and forbidden ruqya? We have two things. We have two things. Ruqya, legal ruqya from Al-Quran wa Sunnah and forbidden ruqya from the Dajjal. From those who fabricated and use a different. One day actually I put someone next to me and he used it exactly. What are you doing, yaakhi? خروش 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 There's no meaning for that at all. I told him, what is that, yaakhi? He told me, listen, exactly. We leave me alone. I said, I'm not going to leave you alone. This is what you said. This is shaitan. This is forbidden. But he used some different word. What's خروش 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 I don't know, Russian or he bring it from Russia or bring it from, subhanAllah, from Senegal. No, not Senegal.
Not Senegal.
Not Senegal, inshallah ta'ala. inshallah ta'ala. Barakallah feekum. Let's we see what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Inshallah ta'ala. باب ما جاء في الدواء والحث عليه. عن أسامة بن شريك رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. قال قالت الأعراب يا رسول الله ألا نتداوى؟ قال نعم يا عباد الله تداوى فإن الله لم يدع داء إلا وضع له شفاء أو قال دواء إلا داء واحد. قالوا يا رسول الله ما هو؟ قال الهرم. قال أبو عيسى وفي الباب عن ابن مسعود وأبي هريرة وأبي قزامة عن أبيه وعن ابن عباس وهذا حديث صحيح. فضل.
What English. Has been related about remedies and encouragement for them? Usama bin Sharik said, some Bedouins ask, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall we treat our ill? He said, yes, O worshippers of Allah, use remedies. For indeed Allah did not make a disease, but he made a cure for it, or a remedy, except for one disease. They said, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is it? He said, old age, reported in Jami'a Tirmizi under the number 2038.
So we figure out, you go for French, please, because some certain brothers here, Sheikh Mustafa, he speaks French, he needs translation for French. give them French, right? You need French language. Go ahead, inshallah, bismillah.
Usama bin Sharik Adi, certains bédouins demandaient, ô messenger d'Allah, paix et salut sur lui, devons-nous soigner notre maladie? Il dit, oui, ô adorateur d'Allah, utilisez des remèdes, car Allah n'a pas créé de maladie sans avoir fait pour elle un remède. Il dit, ô messager d'Allah, paix et salut sur lui. De quoi s'agit-il? Il dit la vieillesse, rapportée dans le recueil de Tirmidhi sous le numéro 238.
Beautiful. So we learn from this that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted actually for healing by the ruqya, for shifa, except one. What is the one disease? What is the one we cannot do, cannot affect, exactly affect it? What is that? Age. The old man, actually, in order to make, exactly, to change the old man, exactly, old man, exactly, he raised a white flag from long time. Nothing happened with him. Nothing. He became like a piece of rock. Subhanallah. Ask Allah to give shifa for everyone, inshallah ta'ala. But this is hadith permitted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, permitting actually to use the ruqya and the Quran from the Quran and sunnah. Quran and sunnah, only two sources. Nothing else for healing, inshallah ta'ala. Tayyib. Let's go for the negative. What is the difference between legal ruqya and forbidden ruqya? What is the legal ruqya? And what is the forbidden ruqya? We agree, Sheikh Ali, exactly ruqya, meaning what? Verses from the Quran to use it, and sunnah, also from the sunnah, to use it for healing someone suffering, headache, jinn, for example. Exactly, he feels that he has been touched by the devil. Exactly, so he feels like weird in his body, pain in his body. That's mean call it ruqya. What is the difference between legal ruqya and the forbidden ruqya? Let's brother, inshallah ta'ala, number A, in the second part, inshallah ta'ala, for brother Yunus to explain it for us. Right.
The legal ruqya is a ruqya with the verses of the noble Quran, fixed supplications in the sunnah and other legitimate supplications. La ruqya legale est a ruqya avec les versets du noble Quran, les invocations fixées dans la sunnah et d'autres invocations légitimes.
Forbidden?
B.
The forbidden ruqya is used by it other than Allah, contains words that contradict the rulings of Sharia, and there are words that do not understand their meaning. La ruqya interdite. La ruqya interdite est celle utilisée par un autre qu'Allah, qui contient des mots qui contredisent les règles de la Sharia et qui contient des mots dont on ne comprend pas le sens.
Taïb. Anything else instead the Quran and Sunnah would consider it bid'ah. What is the bid'ah mean? Any newly things came over the Quran and came over the Sunnah will be considered bid'ah, innovations. We cannot use other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name other than the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not tell me. That's why people became victim. They go to certain people, those who exactly gain and earn money and to make like something like hijab. What's hijab is? A bucket, and give you a bucket, and inside the bucket either some words from the shaitan or sometimes here, take one part of the Quran to tell you hang it in your neck, and the people hang it in the neck, and this not give them anything. Except actually they became more sick and more sick and more sick. And they enter the bathroom with this bucket. They hold it in the neck, pour it under, subhanallah, under the bed, under your pillow, and to sleep. The feeling inside you, alhamdulillah, I pay $150. Exactly the sheikh, and he's not a sheikh, he's a dajjal. He gave me some exactly verses of the Quran. Here's the verses of the Quran. La, yaqi. This is called tamima. Call it what?
Tamima.
Tamima. Tamima, anything actually cause shirk. Kufr wa li'auzu billah. Kufr wa li'auzu billah. My dear brother, listen for this carefully. If you believe the Quran itself or the Sunnah itself cure you, give you a healing without the permission of Allah, that's a shirk. First of all, we have to understand لا شفاء إلا بإذن الله. No healing, no covering, except with the permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You could use it all your life. And Allah did never written for you that you will be cured. Never. You will be cured. So we have to believe everything is come from Allah tabaraka. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسِ بِإِذْنِ الْعِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمِ. It will tell the people, say, I give a healing of al-akmah, al-abras. Those who that doesn't know, those speak, those who has a disease, dangerous disease. What he said in the end, bi-idhnillah. Everything. وَوْحِي الْمَوْتَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him power to resurrect someone from the death. Bi-idhnillah. Not because he has power. All of us, we cannot do anything except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iznillah. So we know the difference between both. What is the forbidden ruqya? To bring something has no meaning. Has no meaning. Kharush, 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 kharush. What does that mean? No meaning at all. Exactly. Writing some letter is not from the Quran and Sunnah. That is called forbidden. Can we take an example before you leave? Let's we go for this box. Number two. Let's we read this hadith together all the time. باب في تعليق التمائم عن زينب. Listen for this carefully of this hadith, very important. Number two in the beige. Number two. Two. عن زينب. Who's زينب? The wife of Hadrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Hadrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, one of the great Sahabi. Look what happened. قال سمعت عن عبد الله عبد الله بن مسعود قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الرقى والتمائم والتول شرك. قالت قلت لما تقول هذا؟ والله لقد كانت عيني تقذف وكنت أختلف إلى فلان اليهودي يرقبني فإذا رقاني سكتت. فقال عبد الله إنما ذاك عمل الشيطان كان ينقسها بيده فإذا رقاها كف عنها إنما كان يكفيك أن تقولي كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أذهب البأس رب الناس أشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. تفضل.
Narrated by Abdullah.
Bab. Number two.
Wearing amulets. Tamam.
Wearing what?
Amulets.
Okay. Tamima. That is what the Tamima mean. Why?
Narrated by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. That Zainab, the wife of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, told that Abdullah said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, spells, charms, and love potions are polytheism. I ask, why do you say this? I swear by Allah, when my eye was discharging, I used to go to so-and-so, the Jew, who applied a spell to me. When he applied the spell to me, it calmed down, Abdullah said. That was just the work, Abdullah said, that was just the work of the devil, who was picking it with his hand. And when he uttered the spell on it, it desisted. All you need to do is to say, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, remove the arm, O Lord of men, and heal. You are the healer. There's no remedy but that which leaves no disease behind. Reported in Sunan Abu Dawud under the number 3883.
You want to go for French?
French.
Go ahead.
Le port d'amulet. D'après Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Zainab, la femme d'Abdullah ibn Mas'ud,
Take it with you.
A reporté qu'Abdullah a dit, j'ai entendu le messager d'aller. J'ai entendu le messager d'Allah dire, les sorts, les charmes et les filtres d'amour sont du polythéisme. J'ai demandé, pourquoi dis-tu cela? Je jure par Allah, lorsque mon œil coulait, j'allais chez un tel, le juif qui m'envoyait un sort. Lorsqu'il m'envoyait le sort, mon œil s'est calmé. Abdullah a dit, c'était juste l'œuf du diable qui le piquait avec sa main, et lorsqu'il prononçait le sort dessus, il s'arrêtait. Il vous suffit de dire comme le messager d'Allah, paix et salut sur lui, avait l'habitude de dire, « Au Seigneur des hommes, enlève le mal et guéris. Tu es le guérisseur. Il n'y a pas de remède à part toi qui ne laisse aucune maladie derrière. »
May Allah reward the brother Kiba. Because of a reason I intend actually to go for French, because he has a group in his phone to send it for them, inshallah, and this brother, they speak French. So in order to get the benefits for all the Muslim, inshallah ta'ala, we try to as much as we can. But repeat after me, what you should say if you have some of your family or even yourself. Put your hand in the area which you suffer from it, your head, your heart, your back, your knees, whatever it is, you feel it, inshallah. For yourself or any one of the family members, or anyone whom you love. What you have to say, repeat after me, inshallah ta'ala. Repeat after me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Adhib al-ba's. Again, Adhib al-ba's. Rabb al-nas. Ishfi. أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما اذهب البأس رب الناس اشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. Allah is a very small, Shaqiba, is a very small sentence. It's if you are allowed, exactly, you memorize this, because this is a perfect dua from Rasulullah for the shifa, for the healing, for the recovery. Try by English, inshallah. If you are not able to exactly read it by Arabic, I will translate it by Arabic in the meaning of English, inshallah ta'ala. Can we agree about that, inshallah ta'ala? We have 2 minutes, inshallah. Let's take to finish page number 2, inshallah ta'ala, for number 3. قرأ بهم الرسول للحفظ عن أبي سعيد قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتعوذ من الجان وعين الإنسان حتى نزلت المعوذتان فلما نزلت أخذ بهما وترك ما سواهما رواه الترمذي 2058. تفضل.
The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam utilized them for protection. Abu Sa'id reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to seek refuge from the jinn as well as from the evil eye until al-muwaddidatan surah al-falaq and al-nas were revealed. When they were sent down, he utilized them and left other things, referencing the Tirmidhi.
Okay, French.
Abu Sa'id reported, the messenger
of Allah.
No, I'm saying, where's the French version? It's in English also. Yeah.
That's in English?
Yeah.
SubhanAllah.
That's
where is the French, man?
That's
why I was saying. So I owe you for this, inshallah ta'ala. Now, what we need to say, Sheikh Mustafa, about this. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu, one of the great Sahaba. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to use قل أعوذ رب الفلق قل أعوذ رب الناس against what? الجان جن جني and number 2 from what? Evil eyes. Do we believe the evil eyes? Absolutely, evil eyes actually exist. That's why if you recite the قل والله قل أعوذ رب الفلق قل أعوذ رب الناس, it will protect you from the jinn and protect you from the devil eye, the hasad. Somebody come to visit you in your house. And what did he say exactly? Fine, like 68 inches TV. And he look at it. Wow! How much is this? Car. Wow, how much car? After you finish actually with him, you take your car accident, the car will be going to the junkyard. Or something happened in your house. Or something happened. The evil eye exists. Aynu shaitan, the devil eye exists. So what you should do? Right away. If anyone meet you and you find him, he has an evil eye, and you scare from his evil eye, some people are specialist for that. Why you say this bismi? Allahu Akbar, number 1. You have to tell right that in his face. Because if you see your brother are in a exact, Allah provided them, Allah blessed them. Bismillahi masha'Allah. Bismillahi masha'Allah. May Allah give you barakah. not to say, wow, how much, what's going on here? What's going on here? That's the evil eye. Something gonna happen to you. What you have to tell him first, Ashq Ali, Allahu Akbar. Then what you said, after you leave him, say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect you totally from the jinn and from the evil eye. Can we agree about this today?
Yes.
Can we agree about this?
Yes.
You have golden in your book, in the end of the book of Allah. قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ. قل المعوذتان المعوذتان. This is the big, even actually for some, we'll see tomorrow when you go in the second page how is Aisha radiallahu anha arda reported when the Prophet, he used to make ruqya for himself. What did he do? This is for us to save your money. You don't need to go to Imam. You don't need to go anywhere. Sheikh Ba, we are free prescriptions here. Free prescriptions. We don't charge anyone. We give you the ilm, inshallah, to use it with certain, with yaqeen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you shifa for this. If you have this yaqeen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, please take the page with you. I can bring to more exactly to take it, inshallah, and to study and to discuss it with your family member. The class is not from our only. The class for our members, for our friends, for my mother, for my brother, to tell them, to guide them, inshallah ta'ala. We don't have any problem at all, that, except that we bring what Allah said and what His Messenger said, inshallah. That is the best healing. That is the best, inshallah ta'ala, cure for anyone, inshallah, who's suffering from any kind of disease or evil eye or jinn. Ya akhi, wallahi, I get tired, Sheikh Mustafa. I get tired, everybody. While I'm praying, I feel somebody pull me out from my clothes. What's going on here? He said, jinn, I have jinn in my house, Sheikh. I have jinn, subhanAllah. My mother all the time, she said, I saw them in the front of me. SubhanAllah, la hawla illa billah. Our life became miserable. Our life became, subhanAllah, and you have the golden, the book of Allah in your house. Exactly when you file, you are not comfortable. Run, put the tape, Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah. And use Al-Ma'uzataini, and Qulhu Allahu Ahad, as we're going to see tomorrow, inshallah. Be with me, inshallah, ta'ala, tomorrow, if Allah give us life, to continue. This is that treatment now. I'm going to give you the treatment. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept it and protect all of us from the jinn, from the devil. Protect all of us from all the disease. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make this class in our good class, inshallah ta'ala, in our good deal, inshallah, and to protect all of us, inshallah ta'ala. Subhanaka Allah hamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Was there a story where...